Welcome to LOA Today. Walt Eason and Life Coach Linda Armstrong here. Today is Friday, February the 8th, 2019. It's 4 p.m. in New York. It is, what time is it? It's 1 p.m. in Los Angeles. It's 9 p.m. in London. Sydney, Australia is at 8 o'clock. Wherever you are in the world, thank you for tuning in to yet another episode of LOA Today, your daily dose of happy. And we're happy that we're going to be continuing our five-part series in meditation. We're on meditation number 4. The first three have been quite illuminating and quite interesting. I have to admit, I've been kind of the front row guinea pig, so to speak, to do them. And I was a little bit nervous about that, Linda. I have to be perfectly honest. But you've been able to kind of bring out connections for me that I had that I didn't even know I had. So it's all worked out very nicely.
Yeah. Perfect.
So how have you been? You had a good week?
Yeah, good week. Busy day today. That's why I'm like last minute showing up.
Oh, that's all right. That's all right. We're glad that you could be here. I don't really see anybody who's got any questions, so we'll probably just do a little chit-chat for a few minutes, give people a chance to log in and join us for the meditation. I don't know how much you've been paying attention to what we've been talking about earlier on in the week on the podcast, but the latest fun activity is that we are, a few of us anyway, are pursuing the idea of creating a fiction podcast to do on some kind of regular basis, maybe like a once a week kind of thing. And Alex King and Tom Wells and I are the ones who are most involved in that one. And it's kind of a fun concept. It's kind of a fun thing to do, trying to invent fiction that includes a law of attraction component to it, or more than one, but also addresses, you know, some of the more popular, some of the main issues that people have most often brought up on Facebook and elsewhere regarding law of attraction, you know, relationships being right at the top of the list, of course. So we're having fun with that. That's a really fun thing going on.
So how are you doing that? In like skit form? Like you're formulating, are you just winging it as you go, or like what's the plan?
Well, right now we're figuring out who the characters are. That's probably the most important thing right now. Just who are the players in this thing? And then I imagine we're probably going to script the first episode or two, just to kind of pull it all together and understand exactly what the plot is and so forth. But after that, I don't know what we're going to do. We're just
have you read or listened to the Sarah books by Abraham?
I have not, and that's something that's on my list. I really need to get to that, but no, I haven't.
Well, you might like listening to that because it'll probably inspire you for what it is that you're trying to put together here right now.
Okay, I'll make that
the whole
a
thing is just it's a fantasy story with these couple of characters. And everything they do is proving law of attraction.
Oh, it's proving law of attraction. Okay. Yeah.
Well, they're working with it. Yeah, it's proving it. When it's not working, it's working. When it's working, it's working.
Yeah, right. Yes, that's the annoying thing about law of attraction. It works even when we don't want it to.
It's always working. Yep.
But yeah. No, okay. I have actually had that on my reading list for quite some time because I like children's stuff. And especially something from Abraham, you know, so I mean, it's been there. I think there are three of them, I think. Aren't there three books, three Sarah books?
Three, yeah. For sure. I don't know if they ever added a fourth. Mm-hmm. But I used to have land up in the Adirondacks. It's a good 3-hour ride. And so when my son was young, we would just pop in the CDs because it was on CD and listen to the story narrated. And, the time just went by. Like you didn't want to get out of the car because you're listening to this whole story. Keeps you going, and you want to see what happens in the next book, and you want to see what happens. It's like a Harry Potter thing, but long before Harry Potter.
Yeah, right.
I think. Maybe not. Maybe same time. I don't know.
I have to ask, because I don't know if you realize this. I grew up in the Adirondacks. What town were you in the Adirondacks?
I had land in Johnsburg.
Oh, okay.
Which is like 15 minutes northish of Lake George.
Right. I grew up south of there. I grew up in Schenectady, New York. So you went past me on the way up there every time. Yeah, it's beautiful up there. Lake George is gorgeous. Oh, that whole section of the Adirondacks is absolutely beautiful.
Yeah, I mean, we would go to our land. It was like you're on another planet. Mm. Because, I mean, you could be where there's a lot of things going on, or you're just in the woods.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And plenty of woods, too.
Plenty of woods.
Lots and lots of woods. Right. Yeah, beautiful area, though. Beautiful. One of my favorite things is both with the Adirondacks and with the Green Mountains is leaf peeping because the leaves get to be gorgeous. I mean, some of the scenic areas you can find are just fabulous, but lots of good things up in the Adirondacks. Anyway, okay, so we don't have a huge number of people coming in on the live stream, but we have a few here. We can give them another couple minutes maybe for people to show up, but why don't you give us a little introduction about what this fourth step, this fourth meditation is in the five meditation series. I mean, maybe give us a little summary of what we've done so far, and then where does this one tie in?
Okay. I just realized I had my GarageBand up because I gave a meditation group earlier today. I don't know if the mic is better now with that closed or not.
It's good. We'll just go with it being okay. Good.
So this meditation, I haven't really revisited it in a little while, but it's working with the God and Goddess energy. Working again with the inner child, but mm-hmm. when they felt, you know, pretty much like, I guess, abandoned or not supported.
Okay.
So that's what we'll be working with.
Okay. Any preparations that we have to do, or is it just another one of these where we just dive right in and enjoy it?
We'll just be diving in at some point.
All right.
So since we have time to kill a little bit, maybe I'll pull like a card.
Oh, sure. Okay.
For the journey today.
Yeah. Like we'll set the mood too.
Trying to decide which deck I want to use. I have a new deck that I'm loving, but I don't know it very well yet. Anyway, it's Kyle Gray.
Okay.
This one is Angels and Ancestors.
Oh, there we go.
Okay. Kyle Gray is a Scottish guy. He's like 30, very young, but he's been, you know, his psychic abilities came through to him when he was like, you know, a young teenager.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So he's been working with this stuff ever since. So I'll just shuffle up a little bit while we talk.
It's interesting how more and more people with psychic abilities are coming out to the public's attention.
This guy's been around a long time. I've known about him, but I never really got involved with any of. I think I have one of his decks on my phone, but you know, it's like Neville Goddard. He's been around forever, right? But I only discovered him in the past year, and I've been around Law of Attraction for a long time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But he didn't come across my radar. So, you know, like things just come at the right time. Like, so maybe now I absorb, or maybe it's just confirmation. Everything he says is like, yeah, of course. Yeah, thank you.
Jeffrey has an unusual kind of question. He says, I have a new tarot deck of goddess cards. May I share?
Share his deck?
I'm not quite sure. I think he just shared the fact that he's got them. I mean, that's fabulous. I'm not sure what you want to share, Jeffrey, but, you know, clue us in.
All right, so I'm going to pick this card, and I got the Shaolin Master.
Ooh.
Be graceful in movement and action.
Okay.
What's that?
Yeah.
The picture of me is so small in the corner there that I can't tell, like, when you're seeing stuff or not.
No, that looks good. That's nice and clear.
And that little microphone bubble is in the way. Okay. Shaolin Master. Don't find that one. Right. So, ready for that?
Yeah, let's go.
But it says, I think I need my eyeball. Anything I might need my second pair of eyeballs.
Ah, okay. Well, that's fair.
And you know what? One more thing I have to do, because I have a heater down over here. Can you turn it off?
Yep, sure. Go ahead.
Maybe that's creating so you couldn't hear me.
That's possible.
Maybe you can hear me better now. All right. So I'm going to read this from the book. I don't really know this deck.
Okay.
So it says, the message is slow and steady. Breath and flow, take a gentler approach. So it says about this card, the Shaolin Master calls forth the ninja within. Yeah, right up my alley. Shaolin medicine is about learning to adapt to a situation and to tap into the energy running through your body and preserve it in order to release it at the right moment. It also teaches subtlety because when you are too forceful, you use too much energy. And that might not be supportive of what you're working on. The Shaolin Master, like a monk, has respect for all things. He is disciplined and guided by his art and will never use it to impress the foolish or to appear stronger than someone else who is threatening him. You two are being invited to remain graceful in your movement, choices, and actions. So the extended message to this card is, you're being guided to flow like water. Blow like the air and connect with your purest intentions. Don't feel you need to push or rush ahead. A gentler approach will be more fruitful and rewarding. Move with subtlety and grace. Reach high, but also ask yourself how you can move into the flow of life rather than pushing against it. Yeah. Do you have the capacity to refocus your gaze at this time? Can you slow down or take more time to soften and breathe as you move forward? All of this will be incredibly beneficial for what happens next. Mm. So okay. I know I've been doing a bunch of videos lately on my YouTube channel to do with ego versus the soul.
Ego versus the soul. Okay.
Yeah, I've done a couple of videos on that. And today the one I'm releasing is your number one most important job to manifesting.
Ooh, okay.
Maybe I won't tell you. Maybe you have to go to my YouTube channel to see it.
How about, yeah, yeah.
Well. So anyway, this mentioned pushing, right? It's talking about being in the flow. So like when you're in your soul self, you're in the flow of divine inspiration. Everything flows. Like mm-hmm. when that fear is there, you start pushing to make things happen, right? You think you have to do this to manifest what you want. You have to do that. And you get in that space of the ego, which is telling you either you're not good enough or it can't be done or that guy did it differently or whatever it is. And you start trying to formulate a plan, which is so limited because your mind can only operate on past experience. Mm-hmm. It doesn't know the unlimited possibilities that are there as your soul does, right? Mm-hmm.
Right.
So
mm-hmm.
it's really, and I've been working on this a lot. That's why I did a couple of videos on it, of being in the, you know, ego and soul and really navigating yourself and finding that ability to flip back to the soul self. And get out of that mind that thinks it has to control how everything happens. Because then you're like putting actually the brakes on so that other inspiration, it can't come through.
Mm-hmm. Well, it certainly matches a lot of what we understand about law of attraction. Because we often talk about and hear about from the major teachers how source energy is always trying to deliver whatever it is we're asking for, and it uses kind of like water. You made the reference to water.
It doesn't even have to try. It's just there.
It just, well,
the only thing stopping it is when we get into our head of trying to figure out how it has to be.
Right. Yeah, the rocks, so to speak, are us. That's the point.
Yeah.
And it's a good reminder that, you know, like the card, I don't remember exactly how the card said it, but you want to be like water. You want to just let the water kind of flow through, which is a good idea.
It mentioned pushing as opposed to just being with that flow letting it carry you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And not having to, you know, make yourself seem powerful over that aggressor or whatever. No, you just be.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Be you. Just be in your heart space. I mean, that's the energy. We are love, and that's the energy that creates everything. So why not live there more?
Right. Yeah. Yeah, and that's certainly what I've been learning over the last few years especially. It's been, you know, just relax into whatever's going on and go with the flow, which comes right out of my generation and yours too, I guess. But
so the video that I'm releasing today, which I forgot to release it before the show, I'll have to do it after the show, is your number one job, lighten up.
Yeah.
Lighten up.
Yeah.
Because number one, we are light, and I'm not going to talk about everything I talk about in the video. You can watch it, but we are light, and when we connect to the light, then everything flows, just like that card was just saying, right? We don't have to force it, push it, control it from our limited mind. Limited. I mean, it helps us, sure, but it can. When it starts getting into that pushing, fearful, doubtful energy, then it's really hindering you, and it's stopping that flow of inspiration to come through. So what I've noticed for myself is that, because I tend to be a doer, and if I notice something not going my way, I might just work harder and harder, and I kind of got caught up. So there's always lessons for you, right? So I used to manifest really easily. And then, since my sister passed, I got into this funky energy, because it's just part of the grieving, and I started getting more into that pushing energy. But I realized that this whole journey for about the past year and a half was for me to know how to easily pop myself out, which is why I created that course I created, and how to recognize when it's that ego side of you that's pushing rather than just being in that soul space and going with it. So that's what I've been playing with a lot lately, and just really so easy now. I can just see it. I hope I keep that. You know, you
absolutely.
Go through different cycles, right?
Yeah.
So,
but when you maintain that focus.
I don't think I could lose it after the few experiences I've had recently that really proved it to me. And my coach gave my ego like a real beating in the most gentlest way.
A gentle beating, okay.
For a couple of days after this one session that brought this whole thing up to the surface, I tell you, I really felt like beaten up, even though I wasn't, but I was just like beaten up. I had my husband listen to the recording of my session. He's like, dude, that's just very nice. And I'm like, yeah, but she was talking to my ego and she gave me an ass kicking like big time, you know. But it's what really made me open to like really tell when I'm, and I've done videos about this before too, you know, passion versus pushing or being on the fence, and you can decide. You're on this fence, right? You can go low vibe or you can go high vibe. You can do it because you're in control of everything. This is all a reflection of what we create, right? And I know many times where I felt like, well, I could go into that. I could be miserable. Or I could just decide to feel good. But there's some part of me that's like, yeah, I'm used to being miserable, like right about this thing. So maybe I'll just stay there. Right. And it's like, and then you witness yourself having that thought and you're like, that's like the stupidest thing I ever heard of.
Right.
Linda, I love you, but we're not going to be thinking that. No, let's just go over that side. Let's just hop the fence and go that way. Mm-hmm. I'm like, and then it's like, yeah, let's just do that. Boom. Done.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yep. So now it's like, yeah, something comes up and it's like triggering you. Like, okay, that's triggering me. You just look at it like, yeah, you're triggering me. Okay. Not going to be triggered though. I'm going to go into my heart and find my solution that way. You know?
That's good.
I don't know. That's what that card brought up for me.
Jeffrey actually wanted to share his cards. That's what he was trying to do. So he drew a card, and the card he drew was Aphrodite. And
okay.
He also gave us the description. He says, Aphrodite is radiant and shining. When she is here, the whole world acquires a soft golden glow. She is associated with the creative life-giving sea and represents a sense of freshness, renewal, and hope. Goddess of both spiritual and passionate love, she joins us to one another. She is feminine in all of her fullness, and her realm is that of relationship and feeling. She demands maturity in true relationship and blesses mature love.
Right. Thank you for that.
Yeah. Beautiful. All right. So shall we get going with this meditation?
Yeah, I guess so. And then we can just talk about whatever afterwards.
Okay. Sounds good to me.
All right. So you're not going to be looking at the controls,
nope,
right?
Everything. I'm done. Guys, anything you want to post there, I'll talk to you in a half an hour.
Yeah. So we're just going to get into that in that beautiful space. So once again, I invite you to just settle into the chair that you're sitting in or wherever it is that you're being at this moment, taking a nice, beautiful, deep breath in, letting it out, closing your eyes, feeling your body relax, taking another nice, beautiful, deep breath in, feeling that love as it comes in, just breathing out. You might even want to be aware of breathing in with each breath, something you can do on your own at any time. It's just breathing in, calling back all of the energy that you scattered out and about, right? Calling all your energy back. And as you're breathing out, just releasing the energy you've taken on from others, just letting it go, right? Just using your breath to fill you up and take you back to yourself and allowing it to take you deeper and deeper within by just relaxing, releasing lower energies with every breath, releasing any tension within your muscles. Taking another deep breath in, this time hold it for 6 seconds, then gently and easily letting it all the way out. And so as you're doing this breathing and just becoming very quiet and very comfortable, connecting again with that beautiful golden ball of light up above your head, maybe about a foot or so above your head, this beautiful soulful light, and it's just showering down on your body, going into your mind, it's relaxing your mind, it's relaxing your whole entire body. Just going in, connecting, and just being aware of any tightness within your body, any pain, just connecting with your body. Seeing if you feel any fear, any anger, any loneliness, any of those feelings that are there. because it's really important to release and to know that at your core, everything is love. All there is love. It's all there really is. You just take another nice, beautiful, deep breath in, letting it out, releasing anything that's covering up that love as you go deeper. And I want you to get closer and closer and start connecting to that love and connecting to that truth about the love that is within you, that's within the universe. So just take another deep breath in and remember this time now exhaling feelings of peace. So allowing your thoughts to go back to this peaceful place, releasing any thoughts that you don't want. You just put them in little bubbles, send them away, just letting them go. Feeling your whole entire body, your head, your shoulders, your torso, your legs, just letting go. Feeling more relaxed. And now as you let go, just continue to bring in that sense of love and that sense of peace. Feel that energy flowing into the top of your head, giving you that sense of relaxation and comfort, washing away any tension. Again, just relaxing your shoulders, your mind, letting the little muscle around your eyes relax. Just imagine that beautiful glowing light, and it's flowing down into your neck, releasing and letting go. It's drifting down with each exhale. And relaxation flows into your shoulders, your arms, your chest, your back. Flowing into your heart center. This gentle, peaceful energy. It's soothing and flowing. It's going into your heart again. It's flowing into your belly. Just relaxing your belly, relaxing your hips. Flowing down into your thighs, your knees. Gently washing away all of the tension. Just bringing in that sense of peace and allowing it to flow out through your feet, flowing all the way through your body, relaxing and releasing, relaxing your mind. I'm going to count backwards again from 5 to 1. At the count of 1, you'll find yourself in the beautiful place, that beautiful, peaceful place. A place that is safe and comfortable. A place that you can begin this journey here today. A safe place of peace. 5. Relaxing, drifting deeper down. 4. Letting go, drifting easily down. 3. Noticing the space between the thoughts. 2. Coming into that space of deep relaxation. And 1. You're now in this beautiful, safe place. Notice the nature that is all around you, the elements, perfect balance, the balance in you, the colors, the softness, the beauty. Find yourself in that space, relaxing. And you take another deep breath in and just letting it go. And in the midst of all the chaos of life, there is still a connection to beauty, to peace, safety, and love. So in this beautiful, peaceful place, looking out and making it your conscious choice, making an empowered choice to choose, see out into the future, and to see the future self in a big bubble of light. And once again, you notice that bubble of light and you pay attention to it, and it grows and it expands. And as you sense the joy and the peace, you discover this beautiful future. This beautiful future radiates and it shines, and you feel yourself opening up, your heart opening up. And you send a beam of light of your love from your heart to that future, reaching out, connecting with that future. And you feel your heart connected to that beautiful future. And the love just flows out. And the love from the future self flows back to you. Feeling your heart, it fills your chest. And that love flows. And you feel a connection. That beam of light expands into this tunnel of light. And you step into this tunnel, moving gracefully and easily. Moving forward. This time, familiar with the past and letting the future pull you, allowing it to draw you forward. And as you get closer and closer, you see your future self there. And this time you notice there's a sense of fullness, sense of love, sense of receiving, sense of joy. Closer and closer, and I'm going to count now from 1 to 3. And at the count of 3, just let yourself be drawn right into that beautiful future. To be in that love, that joy, that success. Closer. 1. Getting even closer. 2. Closer now. And 3. Just feel the joy around you. Feel the peace. Hear the laughter. Sensing the success and the fun, noticing the smiles on the faces of the loved ones that are all around you, the people that you're with, just sensing the success that comes to you very easily, the abundance that comes to you very easily. And just notice at this time how easily you receive. Receiving the success, receiving the love, receiving the creative ideas. Receiving friendship, receiving money, receiving all sorts of forms of love. And with a deep breath, you relax. And there's a natural, easy flow. And you look again into the far distant future, way out at the end of this lifetime. That wise old self that empowers you is smiling. Watching you and celebrating you. And he or she just opens their arms and once again you step forward into their embrace and your wise old future self. And they look at you and they're so pleased and so proud and so loving. And you sense that beyond them, the love goes on forever, getting bigger and bigger and deeper and sweeter. So just allow yourself to be in that space for a moment. I'm just going to be quiet while you feel all of this that is all around you. And then you ask your wise old self to go with you into the past. To find the you that was sad or scared or even angry. And of course, they take your hand, they guide you back swiftly and easily. Going into the past. Going back, back, back. Until you see that younger you that feels lonely, fearful, maybe sad, angry. And you just notice this little you. And because you notice this anger, you notice the decision that this younger you is making. Decisions about life being unfair, difficult, or harsh. Decisions that this younger you thought that they were on their own and that they were all alone. The fear of the control of that fear, the suppression of the emotions that this little one is feeling. And now because we're looking forward and you're understanding more and more, you see the anger. And probably you realize how you suppressed it. You sense the anger and the unfairness of life. Maybe you sense the anger at your parents, the world, your siblings. The whole situation is unfair. And you sense the resignation, the hopelessness, the fear, the anger at God, the anger at Goddess. Because this entire world, this life, is unfair. It's a losing game. It's too big. It's too scary. It's too confronting. And you and your future self step into that picture, into that room, into that scene. And you go with that little you, that younger part of you. and you go to them and you let them know that you are their future self and that you understand and that you care and that you love and hold that part of you in your arms. And you feel your future self wrapping their arms around you and holding you both. Let this little one know that you understand their loneliness. You understand their sadness, their anger, their powerlessness, their fear, and particularly that anger at God, at Goddess. Anger at life. Anger at the Holy Source, the Creator. The anger at the whole helpless, hopeless situation. And give them permission with your support and your help to feel and to tell the truth, knowing that ultimately it will lead to healing, to reconnecting with the real love of God and ultimately to Goddess. Let them know that their feelings are okay and that in their resignation, they can vent that anger instead of taking it out on themselves. And you look at how they took out their anger on themselves. You look at how he or she internalized it and in how many ways you decided to hurt yourself or to limit yourself or refused to receive gifts like a small child. You've thrown a temper tantrum and you're doing this with the universe. And you sense also what's in them, the deeper hurt, the wound of where was the Goddess? Where was that nurturing feminine, the divine feminine nurturing energy? Where was it? While this world was so harsh and challenging, this world that was created by God, why was there not help? Where was the Goddess? Where was that love and feminine energy? The abandonment and the depth of that hurt, the loneliness, the resentment, and the anger at the feminine. And you feel that anger now and beginning to sense how deep it is and all the decisions that you made about the feminine being weak and unreliable. If you're a little girl, the self-judgment decisions. And if you're a little boy, the decision that the feminine is not trustworthy. It's dangerous and it's scary. If you feel the decisions that you can't trust the divine feminine or I don't feel the love, maybe I'm not lovable. The decisions made from there are not good enough. Notice that. All of the futures that are created based on, I'll never get what I want. I'll never be loved. I'll never be safe. I can't get what I want. Life is unfair. And as you go into those feelings, giving this little one permission to feel and to express and to imagine raging, rather than taking it out on their own little bodies, on their own life, or on their friends and their family. Imagine raging and expressing it and releasing it. Getting angry at God. Getting angry at Goddess. And imagine God, Goddess, in front of you right now. And this little one yelling and screaming, hitting, kicking, raging at God. Raging at Goddess, taking it out, venting it out of them, releasing it, expressing it. Let it go. Scream, yell, letting it go and get in touch with that anger. Letting go of that anger, every piece of anger that you feel, just letting it out right here, right now. And then imagine that you're shifting to become the Goddess. Imagine that you are becoming Goddess right now, even if you're a man. Imagine that you are becoming the Goddess, and you look back at this angry little child, this very angry you, and you set yourself up as the Goddess, loving deeply, caring deeply, loving so deeply, but not taking on the anger, sensing the infinite love and support of that precious little you, that precious being, that child, knowing that they have the power. And you wish they would use that power, but they can't because they forgot. So right now, becoming God and looking at this precious child through the eyes of the divine living presence, seeing that little girl, seeing that little boy, knowing it's okay for them to feel whatever they feel and to express and to release their anger and to just get it out and to connect with the power that is underneath it. They'll go into knowing that they can ultimately learn that they have the power within them. And as you love and care and support and watch, feel ever present with that precious child, that young child, and just take a breath. And now sense yourself becoming yourself again. Sense becoming that small child. And sense the love of God and Goddess, the source of all that is, the universe. Feeling that love, even when you're angry, even when you're upset, allowing yourself to feel that love from God, Goddess. And as you vent and express and let go of the anger, the hurt, you feel the love flowing in. And you begin to change the movie. You change the world around you. You change the circumstances, rewriting the movie, creating loving parents, creating friends, creating safety, creating a universe that's fair, that actually supports you as you learn to grow into your own power, creating a universe as a joyful place that you choose to come and to play and to explore. And seeing your adult future self, seeing that child now, creating around them a movie that supports them, a loving life that gives them what they want, everything from the universe that is safe and loving. That love that is ever present. Parents who are loving and helpful and caring and wise. Friends and siblings that love and support them. Give them a movie, a vision where they get what they want, where life is fair and they're powerful. And as they learn and grow into their power, they're loved. They are good enough just the way they are. They don't have to be perfect. They're lovable just the way they are. And as you feel and sense this love from the universe flowing into this child, you feel the love from your future self flowing through you into the child, filling them up with all the love that they are powerful and lovable. They're safe. The belief of them not being good enough, it just floats away. They are powerful. They are good enough. It is fun world. This is a fun and loving universe. And the future, it's bright. The future is joyful. The future is full of love. This future is an adventure. It was a good choice to come here and to be here. It was a personal choice to come here and to play in this wonderful life. And that little you looks up at you and smiles. And you see the excitement awakening within them. In their eyes, you can see that childlike joy and enthusiasm. They're safe and they're cared for. And they can be a child and grow ultimately into a more empowered adolescent and into a power, into a stronger, truly empowered adult. And they look forward to their future. They look forward at you and the love that surrounds you. And they thank you. And you just squeeze them and hug them and hold them tight, knowing that you can come back and play and create and dream and imagine whatever and whenever they need it. And your wise old future self is there with them as well, hugs them. And once again, you leave your wise old future self with them as you return to your life, to your world, saying so long, but not goodbye. So long, just connecting now to that love and that light, and you gently start to bring yourself back to this time, to this space. You feel the softness deep in your heart. And when you think of that child, you just smile, and you look out into the future, and there's your wise old future self out there in the future, as well as back in the past with that child. And you see the successful you a few years from now, who receives beautifully, living a joyful, empowered life, giving, receiving, flowing, living the goddess, whether you're a man or a woman, allowing yourself to really begin to bring in that feeling of receiving, allowing all of it in. The future is bright. Bright with light that goes beyond this lifetime into the universe, filled with that light, and it flows through your wise old future self and through yourself a few years from now. And it flows into you easily and now through you back to that child, even before this light is aware of the choice to jump into this adventure before it was made. And now that light and that adventure, the future all brighter. There's more fun available. There's more power. Your relationship with yourself, with your feelings, your choices, with your future, with God, with the goddess, with source, with love itself is the core of everything. And in that deep peace, once again, I'm going to count from 1 to 5. And at the count of 5, you're going to return to this time and space. So beginning at 1. Allowing in that depth of love. I'm back now, emerging into this adventure of life. 2. Self-chosen as an adventure to discover empowerment. 3. Be creative and to love and connect with the divine God, Goddess Source, to receive gracefully. 4. To receive and to give and to feel the flowing rush through you. The life, the love, the hope, the happiness, the joy, the freedom, the creativity. And 5, all of your new futures opening up. And even just opening your eyes right now, allow yourself to stretch, to take in a nice, beautiful, deep breath in. Letting it out. Feeling yourself back in your body. Grounding back to the space that you're in, imagining feeling those roots going down deep into the earth, and yet feeling the new possibilities, settling into your body, connecting and feeling and sensing more powerful your future is, feeling the love and the honesty, feeling that there's a bigger, brighter future than you can ever imagine. So just coming back gently, taking a nice big stretch, remembering your journey and allowing for the healing that's taken place to really soak in. So it'll be still soaking into you even hours after this show is over. All right, this is energy work, very deep. And your imagination will just take you there and it'll allow the help of your soul, your higher self, to have the release that was needed. So I just want to add, even if you weren't aware of a particular time, like sometimes people have, they go right to a certain situation. They just, they're there. Other times, you know, there could be many different things, but you're just in that energy of the healing. And so your soul knows exactly what needs healing and it's done. Done.
Very nice.
How'd you feel then?
Whoa. Oh, that was... I wanted to make sure to tell you, you are really good at leading these meditations because I've been through a lot of guided meditations in the past, and the ones that you lead us through, I invariably just fall right into it. There's a lot of times I feel resistant. I never feel resistant with these, which is really cool.
Well, you see those wings behind me?
Yeah, I see them.
That's what's flowing.
It certainly is.
That angel energy is just coming in and allow, because it's not me. I'm just a channel. I'm just the messenger, right? So I happen to be able to have that energy flow.
It reminds me.
I've told you before. It's like a drug for me. Like I get high off of this stuff.
But I can see why. I can feel why. Absolutely.
Yeah, I can experience
why. The reference to the angels. It reminds me of something that Louise came up with many, many years ago. She came up with a saying that we actually put on a T-shirt at one point, and it fits in beautifully, particularly with what we just experienced here. The saying is, a gentle breeze is nothing but the fluttering of an angel's wings.
Yeah, beautiful.
Yeah.
Yep. You know, the thing, too, is that when you open your awareness to it, you can actually feel them more, because everybody has angels, but some people just are so closed off from acknowledging or knowing that that support is there for them.
Mm.
So when you start to crack open, like just by listening to shows like what we're doing right now, reading a particular book or who knows what it is, you start to open that awareness and then something catches your attention and you're like, oh, I wonder, that could be an angel thing happening to me right now. So you start to open up to it and then more of it comes because, of course, you know,
law of attraction.
For your attention, it expands.
Sure.
Yeah. In fact, the video that I'm posting today, I put a timestamp on the comment that I post that I pinned to the top of my comments section because at a certain time there's this little like there's this little orb that goes that does this little thing past my face.
Really?
I didn't see it. I didn't even notice it when I was editing. I noticed it when I was posting it because I already shared it on my email list. Some people have seen it already. So I was watching it back and I'm like, oh my God, what was that? I had to keep putting it back, and I kept freezing it. And there's sure enough, there's this little orb, this little circle, and it there.
How cool that the camera picked that up too. That's very, very cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's interesting. I have to say I don't usually think about angels. I usually don't think about spirit guides or anything like that. And what these experiences, these meditations that you've been leading us in, are doing are they're slightly, not I can't say a huge amount, but they're slightly increasing my awareness, which is kind of a cool thing.
And, all it takes is a little crack.
That's
you
right.
cannot close it up again. It's just going to keep expanding. I've told you that a few times.
You did.
I remember our very first shows together, and you're talking about these questions on energy, and I'm like, I don't know. Like I was trying to figure out what that question meant, you know. And it's fun because we figured it out after a while, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But then you started sensing and feeling more the energy where, like, that question is probably not a question of yours anymore.
Not anymore, no. At the time, it was a question that came from, I guess we would often call it disconnect, but I don't think it was disconnect. It was just simply lack of awareness. Just I had not been aware of what was there, so I kind of blocked it out in a sense.
Even so, it's more like it was too analytical, trying to figure it out rather than just allowing yourself to sense it.
Yeah.
So once you started sensing, like especially when we had that first session, and even though you're in Connecticut and I'm in New York, you felt the energy.
Oh, yeah.
So you're like, oh, okay. Well, that was different. Oh, that, okay, I'm getting this energy thing now.
You're right.
Right? So you open up to it, and then it just keeps expanding.
I think part of it, too, is before we started having those conversations, I'd heard of energy. Certainly it's part of law of attraction teaching and so forth, but I had never been aware of feeling it, of experiencing it, of sensing it. And that's right. What was new. So I was trying to get a sense of, okay, well, how do you sense something that you've never sensed before? How do you do that?
I'm going to add to that you weren't aware you sensed before.
I'm beginning to understand that
now. You did sense it
now.
Before.
Yeah.
Because I think you see how, I felt that. I remember one time, I felt that. You didn't know what it was.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
It would be kind of like having that little orb fly across the screen. Like, what was that?
Right.
And if you don't have anything to associate with, you kind of give up on it and forget about it.
It's like, what was it? Like a little bug or something? I know. Mm-hmm. It's like the middle of the winter. There's no bugs in this office.
All right.
Yeah. There was no fluff in the air, you know, like what? So.
Another interesting thing, too, when you were leading us back, you led us to the future and leading us back. My mind immediately went to an actually slightly older, younger person in my early 20s. And I know why it went there, because I recently had a reconnection. Back when I was in my early 20s, 22, 23, 24, I was in a rock band. Actually, I played in a lot of rock bands. But I was in one particular band, and we were together for a couple of years. It was a fairly dysfunctional band, to be sure. A lot of issues going on, but we did okay. We had some success. And then I got kind of pushed out of the band, and then the whole thing kind of fell apart, and I forgot about it for years and years. That was 1980-81. Just a few weeks ago, I had a contact from somebody on Facebook friending me, and I didn't recognize the name. I didn't make the connection, but her name was Cindy Owens, and only after she sent me a note saying, "Were you ever a Tornado?" Because the name of the band was Joe Newman and the Tornadoes. I said, "Wait a minute. Cindy Owens? No, it can't be," right? You know, it was one of those things. 40-year connection going on. And so that was very strong in my mind. And she'd actually, I don't know how she did this, she actually had some photos and some music track that we had recorded. So I got to hear what we sounded like from 40 years ago, which was kind of fun.
That's fun.
Yeah, it is fun. So it was very strong in my mind, and it's been there kind of sitting around for a while over the last week or so. So when you said go back, it's immediately where I went back to. I could see myself in that band playing that music with all the issues we were dealing with, all the personal issues I was dealing with. And as you were talking about the part where, I can't remember exactly how you said it, but...
Raging
at God, yeah, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And I was imagining myself, okay, first of all, that me would never have raged at anything. I was so quiet and so withdrawn inside myself that I couldn't have done that. But I asked myself, well, what if I had done that? How would that have come out?
But this is your chance.
And I realized how it would have come out. It would come out as a scream. It would have been a scream, which is really something. So,
So did you allow yourself to scream in the meditation?
Somewhat. I can't say that I successfully, you know, just let it all go, let it all hang out. But there was, let's just say there was some movement that hadn't been there before. So that, you know, it was good. It was good.
Yeah. I mean, the meditation, it's recorded. You can always come back and do it again.
Right. Yeah. Oh, yeah. No doubt. The other thing that I like, too, is that we're doing this today because Louise and I are actually, we're going to be driving past you. We're going to be waving over the weekend because we're driving down
to
the Toms River area of New Jersey to visit her sister and niece and nephew and spend the weekend down there. So I like the fact that we're doing this.
So when you come over the Tappan Zee Bridge, I would actually be north of that.
Oh, okay.
And you can just... wave up north towards me.
Okay, all right. Yeah, we'll do that. No problem. But when we're driving along, this meditation I think is actually going to help me because I do the driving on the trip, and you know I like to be in that nice relaxed space when I drive, especially for a long trip like that, and that's going to help. I know it. I got that feeling even when we were in the middle of the meditation. How this is going to help me tomorrow driving.
Okay, good. You're not going to listen to it while you're driving.
No.
You just don't have to follow it totally. Yeah. Just breathe. Just breathe. Well, you just take... I told you about my angel love puffs, right?
Love puffs? No, I don't recognize that.
Oh, I didn't tell you this? I had it come to me, this vision of these little beautiful, little sparkly white hearts come in when I was working with the client who actually had addiction issues in the past, right? Uh-huh. So it came to me like they're like pills, mm-hmm. but they were like little angel, little heart pills that had wings. So I'm like, it was like little angel. It's like angel medicine, angel love coming in. Like this is the new drug,
okay.
right? So what's cool about that is that, it was that client who tells me, cause I'm like, yeah, you know, I've been doing something like that where I just want to do it every, like three times a day. Just, I want to connect to that angel love. And I'm going to use this visual that came right now while I'm doing healing work with you of these little angel wing things coming in, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so he's like, oh yeah, you just put it. And I've been trying to find, cause I already had something like that going on, but I didn't see it as the angel puffs. It came through in this healing that it came in that way via him who had some kind of addiction thing. Mm-hmm. Where I can take my, it's like taking a vitamin every day, right?
Yeah.
But instead I'm taking angel love puffs. And I'll tell you why they're love puffs, okay? Because he told me about this app, and it's called MediSafe, right?
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. So you can tell it what medications you have to take throughout the day, what time to take it, how many ounces or how many pills or how many puffs.
Oh, okay. I remember you telling me about the app. I didn't get the Puffs thing, but you told me about the app.
Because the Puffs, I guess you can take medication through Puffs, right?
Okay.
So I'm like, oh, perfect. So this thing goes off 3 times a day, and it sounds like a pill bottle shaking. And which makes it more fun. I'd like to make up my own app. And then and I just sit. I just breathe, but I imagine these little angels, little hearts with the wings, coming into every single cell of my body and just filling me with the love of the angels.
Okay.
Healing whatever needs healing, right? Connecting 3 times a day, which keeps you more in that flow of being connected. Even if you don't meditate that day, at least I have my 3 times a day angel love puffs, no matter what.
That's great. I like that. So
if I had said that once before, I guess it needed to be said again so somebody else can hear it or understand it in a better way.
That's good.
I don't know, because I've been sharing that a lot lately.
Yeah. Hey, I'm glad you did. And I honestly don't remember the angel puff part. I remember the app. I remember that very clearly.
Oh, okay.
So you must have said something about it, but I just don't remember the puffs at all. So.
Okay. Yeah.
And absolutely. When you said puffs, I thought of the tissues. That's what I thought you were originally talking about. And then I thought you were talking about puffs of air, and I wasn't really sure.
Yeah, so that's why I'm telling you. I guess that's why I'm telling you. So you could be driving, and if you start feeling that tension coming in, just breathe in that angel love. You know, you got tension in your back, send it all down your spine, feel spreading out into all little muscles, relaxing them. Do it for yourself.
Yeah, sure.
You can do it.
Because that's something you can do just in the middle of driving without being distracted
from
what you have to do.
Yeah.
Absolutely. That's good.
Do it anywhere.
By the way, Jeffrey left us a message. He says, thank you, Linda Armstrong. Big healing happened for me. Lots of love released and accepted. And a new question to work with for deeper work.
Oh, very good.
Does that happen quite a bit? A new question comes up out of a meditation that leads to more work after that?
Yeah, anything could happen.
Oh, okay. Right.
Anything could happen. So you might have just scratched the top of something new. And you know, because the way I look at it, when I'm working on with people, we're just peeling away the onion.
Right.
Getting to that pearl, going deeper and deeper, you know, and just getting rid of stuff. So really, when you're on this journey, the more you uncover, the more that shadow side comes up so that you can put the light on it and have it dissolve, you know?
Yeah, true. Okay. And we've made a few references to your YouTube page, but why don't you tell people more specifically how to find that? Because I have a feeling some people are going to want to actually see that video that you created earlier today.
Yeah, I think you can just go to YouTube and well, just search YouTube, Linda Armstrong Energy Healer. You'll find me.
Okay. So just Linda Armstrong. Find
yeah, I've got a lot of good videos up there, but I did 2 recently on soul work, which is ego versus soul, which are really good. And the one I'm putting out today, I love it. It's about lightening up.
Lightening up is big.
And you can see the little thing go past, and you know, so the comment will tell you it's like at 7 minutes and 46 seconds.
Oh, okay. Like that. Well, that's the other thought. I thought that people would want to see it for no other reason, just to see the little globe flying across the video.
So that's why in the comment I tagged the time. So you click on the time, it takes you right there in the video.
Oh, cool. Okay, that's good. Yeah. Excellent. All right.
YouTube does cool stuff like that.
And for somebody who wants to reach out to maybe talk to you about some personal coaching, how do they reach out to you for that?
Yeah, just go to my website, linda@lovemylife.coach.
There it is, linda@lovemylife.coach. All right.
Nice and simple.
Well, thank you for once again leading us through a wonderful meditation sequence. That was really very good. I'm kind of sitting here. I mean, I don't know what you see when you're leading it, but I know what I'm feeling is I'm much more in touch with now than say when did we start? You and I started about 8 months ago, something like that. Back then, where I am right now, I'm much more in touch with that energy whenever you're leading us on stuff. So I know I'm making progress in that way, and I love the stuff that you lead us through. So thank you very much. Really, really appreciate
it. You're welcome.
All right.
Now next week is going to be really cool, so don't miss it.
Can you give us a tease? What's it about?
Next week, you kind of go on this journey, and around the bend is like another thing of something that's being created, and you get to pretty much, I don't want to give away anything, but you get to really release a lot of junk with all different aspects of you at different ages.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll find out then. So come on, join us next time.
Yeah, I don't want to say too much about it. I'd rather just know it's an awesome journey.
Awesome is good. We like awesome. So thank you once again, and we'll see you all next time here on Alloway Today. Goodbye, everybody.
All right. Bye.